This is The Takeaway. I'm Femi Okay.
I'm Catherine Lanfer. Okay, Femi, I know Easter's around the corner and you're dreaming about chocolate. But our next guest is here to tell you that your chocolate eggs may be in danger. That's right, danger. Here to tell us more about why cacao trees are at risk is Howard Yana Shapiro. He's the Global Director of Plant Science for Mars Candy. All right, Howard Yana Shapiro, how many people have that job title?
Oh, I think I'm probably the only one in the world.
Okay. Now, chocolate in danger, I am here to tell you. I've got a whole bag of it at my desk. I see no danger yet. What's up?
Well, it's just that the crop has not been treated from a plant science perspective as well as many other crops have around the world. And tree crops are particularly a secondary versus the annual row crops like the corn and the wheat and the rice and the soya. So this is a crop that just hasn't had the attention given to it that it should have.
Well, wait, you have to stop right there. There's been a lot of attention paid to chocolate. I think what you're saying is we have all these different varieties of wheat, but we really only have one kind of cacao that's being grown?
It's pretty limited in its genetic diversity. And one of the programs we started almost 10 years ago was a breeding program with the USDA Agricultural Research Service to work on disease resistance based on the fact that one of the origins of cocoa had collapsed from one fungal disease, and we were concerned going forward what would happen in the future.
Okay, and what is the scene right now? I know, for instance, there's a big crop in the Ivory Coast. We have political instability there, and we also have threats of disease.
Well, we have both of those things. Cocoa still seems to come out of almost every place in the world on an annual basis, but what we're trying to do is to work with the sequencing of the genome to actually breed traditionally more robust cocoa trees, better disease resistance, better yield, better quality, water and nutrient use efficient, so that we can forestall some of the changes that are coming and to make the life of the farmer easy.
Now, I would like to think that this is all out of complete chocolate altruism, but how many gazillions of dollars a year do you guys deal in chocolate?
Well, as a private company, we wouldn't tell you the total, but we buy over $1 billion worth of raw cacao beans a year, making us the largest chocolate company in the world. And as a consequence of that, we have a great sense that the world needs to look at a sustainable future, not just an extractive future.
Okay, and what exactly does that mean when we're talking sustainable chocolate?
Well, today Mars is proud to be the first global chocolate company to commit fundamentally to changing the way sustainable cocoa farming practices that are advanced by aiming to certify its entire cocoa supply as being produced in a sustainable manner by 2020.
Is this like when I go buy a free-range chicken? I'm going to be buying sustainable chocolate?
That's exactly correct. All the way down to the community where the cocoa is produced, the entire chain of custody, the methodology for which it's grown, the protection of the environment, the social and economic issues, which are paramount, will be certified by a third-party certifier, First Rainforest Alliance.
All right. And so what change should the consumer expect?
Well, the consumer should not expect any change. The consumer will still have wonderful products delivered by Mars to the marketplace, but in the next 10 and a half years, we will certify 100% of our production as sustainable. And the reason to be concerned is, like every other agricultural crop or tree crop that's produced, things are going on in the world to make the land less usable or more competitive with other crops. And so we're trying to get to the point where the livelihood of the farmers...
Howard?
Yes.
I'm afraid that the Easter egg time here is up, but thank you for joining us. That's Howard Yana Shapiro, Global Director of Plant Science, Mars Company.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing.
Or politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.